You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That was Chelsea Jade with Laugh It Off, and we've got Chelsea Jade in the studio. Morena, how are you?
Wow, it's like magic.
It is. Here she is, live in the studio. It's lovely to have you back in Aotearoa as well. You're LA-based most times.
It's true. It's become a rare occasion for me to return, but it feels monumental whenever I do.
It's also pulled out the stops for you. Beautiful sunny weather. We've just been doing the tourist chat of how nice is New Zealand in the summertime kind
how
of thing.
How good's the weather been?
showing off all the best parts of the country. But it is a pleasure to have you back here, and you're playing a show very soon, on the 14th, in fact.
Yeah, I'd be remiss to say overlook that it's Valentine's Day.
I was going to say, Schmaltzy. Is there anything, did you plan it on Valentine's Day on purpose?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Anything to coincide. No, I've got a line of greeting cards coming out, and I thought, what better way?
I'm just Hallmark. Kidding. Hallmark gig. It is really special to have you here to play, though, because we've been sort of seeing a lot of your wonderful videos, I guess, has been some of the most recent stuff that we've seen pop out. And there's always beautiful cameos from a lot of faves from across Auckland. How do you go about approaching your songwriting and your video making, because they both seem like really interesting processes?
I went to art school here at Auckland, actually at Elam, and I think I come at everything the same way, which is the art school staple of thinking of the concept and then doing whatever it takes to skill add to make it happen, instead of being a specialist in anything, kind of jack of all trades but master of none.
That's the best kind of way to be.
I don't know, I feel like lyrics are really important to me, and then visual language also.
And how does, I guess, the scene that you're sort of surrounded by in LA help what you write at the moment? Because it must be quite different to what you sort of, I guess, grew up in the sort of Auckland.
It couldn't be more different.
Yeah.
I think that there's a lot of, like, to be LA as fuck, like, a lot of, like, energy exchange in
Ooh.
LA. Like, I think there was, like, a lot of independence in New Zealand, which I think is a good kind of, like, place to come from, because it kind of fortifies you to be DIY.
Totally, yeah, yeah.
Which is my existence, is a DIY existence. I just happened to, like, manage on that vibe for as long as I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think in LA it's, like, a more, not even collaborative, but just, like, I guess it is collaborative. You just kind of get into a room with someone and kind of, you protect what you need to protect, but then you also kind of share what, you share in what someone else has to bring to the table,
yeah.
as opposed to like borrowing down into a hole by yourself, which I also enjoy.
Sometimes you need to, do a little bit of the isolation thing, work out what you're thinking and stuff, but it is great to have a healthy group of people around you that you can bounce ideas off as well.
Yeah.
What is kind of, I guess, the big ideas that kind of drive you to writing? Do you sort of ever sit down and go, right, I've got this thing that I just need to get off my chest right now? Or is it a bit more like you said, you start kind of conceptually, this is the sort of thing I want to kind of create a vibe or an idea of or something?
I go off, I'm like I gather moss. I'm like a stone gathering moss. Like, I'm constantly trying to stay observant and alert as to what I find illuminated in the day-to-day. And then upon the accumulation of a lot of ideas, then I think, I think that, like, I don't believe in that whole letting the muse hit you type thing.
Yeah.
I think it's like a constant state of alert, and then putting yourself in the position to put the Rubik's Cube into the color ways,
Yeah, totally. It's graft, All kind of art comes back to graft as well. You do actually have to just keep chipping away at it.
Absolutely.
It's lovely if the muse does strike you, but, yeah. Lucky are those people that just sort of have ideas fully formed sent to them.
I mean, the only time I really believe in the muse is when I can't write.
Yeah.
And
you're
like, why is this happening?
She's left. She's
gone.
What
am I going to do to loosen it up here?
Yeah, exactly. I guess that's another good thing about having a healthy community around you as well, is that's where you can be like, I am really hitting a wall right now. Who are the people that you turn to when you're like, I'm stuck? I need some help here.
My friend Leroy, he's from Pirongia, like the small town, like one horse town outside of Hamilton. Call him the Prince of Pirongia. he's a really generous producer, actually. He's got, his New Zealand vibe is so integral to his whole deal. Like, going in with him that you're going to feel like, he's willing to go in any direction. He's also willing to take a seat, take a back seat.
Yeah.
And he's really adept at almost everything. And I just think that he's probably like a core, the core of LA for me.
That's awesome. Yeah. And it's good to have a little bit of New Zealand at the core of LA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nice a very personal core.
Yeah. Chelsea's personal core of LA. I'm quite interested in what you were making when you were at art school that kind of then led you to be making music, I guess. What was sort of your original starting point in creating stuff?
The thing that I think of when I think of my time in art school is just like repetitive performance and kind of like I remember one piece I did was like just I used to be a tap dancer when I was a kid, and then when I got into music a lot of it was doing it by myself, and so I'd try out looping pedals and things like that, and so the one project was that I'd just like do the same tap move over and over and over with a looping pedal until I got so exhausted that I couldn't even walk anymore. But the sound coming from the amp was just absolutely cacophonous.
Amazing.
And actually like unbelievably unpleasant.
Yeah.
But I think it's that it like speaks to the whole thing of just like riding on a concept just to see how it changes within the ride, you know, as opposed to like flipping the idea all the time. It's like, how much capacity does this one idea have? And I think that applies to my videos too. Like, for example, the Laugh It Off video, the song you just played, the kernel of that concept was just this tunnel is so revered by this city right now.
So for people who might not have seen the video, which tunnel is this?
It's the Waterview Tunnel, which was very celebrated at the time of it. It's like it was a walkthrough.
Yeah.
I think a lot of stuff, I think there was a little documentary about it.
Yeah,
there
was,
And I think there was like a name that people gave the boring machine that like built the tunnel. It was called Alice because it was going down the rabbit hole.
That's adorable.
It's just one of those things where you just think people really, you know, rally around something like that.
Yeah.
I do love that tunnel though. It makes getting to the airport so fast.
It's a great tunnel.
It's a great tunnel. So that was your sort of starting point for
that really
video.
Just how many times can we drive through the tunnel in one night? Truly, that's what it was. And that's exactly what the video is.
Well, it's such a gorgeously cinematic video too for something that is essentially driving through a tunnel.
Yeah.
It kind of seems to tap into a whole lot of... It's got the kind of John Hughes teenage kind of aesthetic, nostalgic thing going on. But it also feels quite different to that. And I found it remarkably... Maybe it's because I have driven through that tunnel many times.
Yeah.
But I found it remarkably like... That feels like a New Zealand tunnel. Like
great.
It didn't. I couldn't see it being in another country or something.
Yeah.
But maybe somebody from America might look at it and think it reminds them of somewhere else. But
yeah, that's a nice quality.
Yeah, totally. So you have also worked with a lot of other local Auckland people. I'm thinking of Liz popping up in one of your Liz from the Beths popping up in one of your other videos, and Siobhan and a few other cool people in there too.
Yeah.
When you come home, who do you sort of, I guess, call up and say, hey, I'm back in town, do you want to do something or do you want to work on some things?
You're probably familiar with Boy Crush. Yeah, we're staying with him right now.
Oh, shout outs.
Yeah. He's definitely a staple. Rosabelle Tan, do you know Rosabelle Tan?
Yes,
I think she's honestly such a valuable Auckland asset. She puts on those incredible events celebrating like Asian New Zealand artists, K-pop parties. I just think she's remarkable. She's always interesting.
Awesome. Good crews all around then.
Yeah.
So if people want to come and see you, then you're playing this week on February the 14th at Neck of the Woods.
It's an early show also.
Which
7:30.
I love. Yeah. An early show was great. You can go out and have dinner afterwards. It'll be great.
I'm probably going to go to Whammy Bar afterwards, actually.
Perfect.
I heard there's some cool stuff happening at Whammy.
Mean.
So we'll all walk together.
We'll just do a walking school bus from Neck of the Woods after Chelsea's show down to Whammy Bar.
Please come. I'd really like to see as many people as possible.
Well, it'll be really lovely. Thank you so much for coming and chatting to us this morning. It's lovely to have you back in Tamaki Makaurau.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you on the 14th.
Nice.
Let's listen to Life of the Party now. This is Chelsea Jade. You're on BFM.
Just say whatever. I'm not all together. I won't find the rest. Lost in the temper. Breakdown, coalesce. 'Cause I got a mean bone in my body. If I want, then I can. Never mean it when I'm sorry. And I'm sorry for that. Hard to remember what anything meant. You'd know me better when I've been your best. But I can't win forever. You take what you get. 'Cause you got a mean bone in your body. If you are, then I am. Always mean it till I'm sorry. But I'm sorry for that. Not the life of the body. Myself falling for a concrete planner, throwing stones like confetti, and I'm never really ready for it. Car gravel embedded in my hands. Caught myself falling for a concrete planner, throwing stones like confetti, and I'm never really ready for it. Not the life of the body.
A 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.